Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
The following program is wholly sponsored and produced by Stu Taylor on Business, which is responsible for its content. The opinions and information provided on today's show are those of the guests and or their respective companies and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of this station. It is strongly recommended that all listeners conduct their own due diligence on all companies mentioned and or seek out the advice and counsel of a financial professional. The guests on this show may pay a fee to appear on the show and are not affiliated with the show in any manner. This is Stu Taylor on Business. Now, Stu Taylor.
All right, good day. Let's start this week on an upbeat note. In a tough market, you had a company that's doing extremely well, and you know the old saying, diamonds are a girl's best friend. This goes a lot deeper than that in terms of industrial applications as well. Joining us, Vice President of Operations, Chaz Radovich, the company Centaurus Diamond Technologies, Inc. Let me spell it out for you. It's Centaurus. It's an over-the-counter pink sheet stock, and you can check it out, and you really should. CTDT, that's CTDT, and in the business for growing diamonds. Chaz, welcome back to the show. It's great to have you on with some exciting news, a little overview of the company, and then we'll start heading down the line here with questions.
Thank you, Stu. How are you this morning?
Doing great.
Well, mainly, the objective of Centaurus Diamond Technologies is to provide industrial consumers that are currently using man-made diamonds with a higher quality product that's at a more affordable price, and the company endeavors to produce high quality cultured diamonds created through our proprietary manufacturing process. And the Centaurus process creates diamond material that is chemically, atomically, and structurally identical to diamond materials that are created by nature. And we want to be able to set the benchmark for cultured diamonds by competing in the synthetic diamond sector and offering a more affordable, higher quality product to establish synthetic or industrial diamond consumers.
How does the process differentiate you? And a multiple question here, the characteristics, differences, and the applications of synthetic diamonds versus natural.
Well, cultured diamonds, as their name suggests, are man-made or lab-created diamonds that are grown using carbon atoms that they layer nano diamond upon a nano diamond, and they start out with a seed of a mined diamond, and the two processes that are used currently are by scientists are basically called chemical vapor deposition process. The previous process uses a lot of high temperature and heat, but the latest process is the chemical vapor deposition, and the difference is indistinguishable between real and cultured diamonds. Almost that are found in nature by this process. In fact, our diamonds have twice been through the GIA, and they couldn't tell them for the real thing. So that really, there is real no difference. They're identical to real diamonds that are found in nature.
And I mentioned at the opening of the show here, diamonds are a girl's best friend. You could expound upon the fact that for industrial applications, ETC, there are far more uses that your company is focused on. What are they?
Well, there's numerous different uses for diamonds, both industrial and in optical uses and whatnot. But one of the biggest areas that I think you can find diamonds is that diamonds material is unsurpassed in thermal conductivity, and it makes an ideal material for heat sinking of electronics. Diamonds typically can transfer a lot more heat as a heat sink, up to 20 times as much heat. If you look at a diamond, In particular, it's the highest hardness and thermal conductivity of any material. Its hardness is 140 times harder than any other material that's found in nature. It's the least compressible and the stiffest. Many different technology applications are enabled singularly by diamond. As technology progresses, more and more advances will need to utilize one or other extreme properties of diamonds to enable such advances, particularly the silicon. You know, it can run at a 5 times higher temperature without degrading performance. It has 22 times the heat transfer efficiency of silicon, allowing it to be cooled very easily. A thin piece of diamond can tolerate grid transmission level voltages. Diamond-based semiconductor devices have been found to deliver a million times the electrical current than silicon-based ones. This will allow processing speed and performance to increase without overheating, which is currently the problem, and enables more powerful and smaller devices to be made, essentially Moore's Law. So there's a lot of applications that can be touched upon that aren't even being used in diamonds currently, but there are industrial diamond applications that are being used in 300 different applications or so now. These diamonds run anywhere from from 30 to somewhere around $3,000 a carat for medical dental applications.
You look at the industry. Where are you in the industry in terms of research and development? And when do you expect to go into full production?
Well, 3 years of extensive development. The company has established our patent pending technology that dramatically improves upon existing processes and enables the production of synthetic diamonds almost instantaneously by crystallizing carbon under extreme pressure and heat. So we're not taking weeks. We're taking just literally a millionth of a second, millions of a second to make our diamonds. And so as far as our production capabilities and processes, we recently brought on Dr. Igor Levitsky, who's had numerous experience in applied materials over the years and is really the missing piece to our research team. So we're now getting ready to put together our research and development facilities. We'll what I call perfect the sweet spot so we get the process down. Once that happens, we're going to be building the machines and apparatus, and we anticipate, obviously, that we will be going into our 9002 ISO facilities, the secret facilities in Las Vegas, and be up and running by the end of the year, fully automated in production.
Wow. Chaz Radovich, VP of Operations, Centaurus Diamond Technologies. You can go to CentaurusTechnologiesInc.com if you're interested in investing. It's spelled CENTAURUS. And since we're talking about that, maybe you can address the stock, the reasons for its rapid growth, and, again, why you think you may be greatly undervalued.
Well, a lot of the stock market recently has had a slight correction, but our stock has trended higher in the last few months, and we retained buy-ins.net to surveil the short sellers in our stock. In most bulletin board stocks, pink sheet stocks, there's a lot of activity that goes on by market makers, and we believe there's a large undisclosed short position in CTDT, and the cost basis on that short position is around 15 cents, so the stock's already started to what I at the 30 cent level. What I believe is a short squeeze has already begun. Buy-ins, as I said, will continue to monitor the short selling activity, report any manipulative market making to the authorities, and we're going to try to counteract that short selling with using their technology. So we believe, just case in point, at e-clearing, I was looking at the transaction reports recently, and there were 62 certificates issued on January 26th, and most of these certificates were 1, 5, and 10 shares. So who would buy 1, 5, and 10 shares of a stock that's trading at this level with the cost involved in the trade? Nobody. So it leads me to believe there's a lot of deliveries that haven't taken place yet in our stock, and there's only partial delivery. And I believe that that in itself, if we sustain ourselves and become a self-sustaining company, will correct itself eventually. And that's one of the reasons why I think the stock is actually making a move.
Well, I know everybody's looking to increase their revenue streams, have secondary products. What else do you have coming along?
We've recently brought back our what I call technology that Alvin Snapper, our chief scientific officer, has developed in the past. And we're pleased to announce that we've got a new generation of crushing and milling technology that uses physics-based innovation and autogenously processed the material, which the difference, it reduces wear and tear. There's no metal-to-metal contact like in a ball hammer or impact mill, and you dramatically can increase the amount of crushing capability to as much as 600 mesh in particle size. And everything is surface area when it comes to assaying or processing any metals, well, metals out of any kind of process that you use to crush anything. So that once you increase the surface area, there's greater efficiency in industrial applications, particularly in the field of mining, mineral processing, pharmaceutical and chemical production, and so on. And Neodyne, who's the company that originally invented the technology, has sold well over 100 units and done units as small as 500 pound per hour units, but the largest 20-ton units were also custom-made for specification and sold in mining in Colorado. And as Alvin Snapper would say, he's very pleased that we've been improving the design and we're filing a new patent on it. The company expects to generate somewhere in the neighborhood around $5 million in revenues once we fully roll out the production of these. And looking at the first five units being delivered in the second quarter, end of April, early May of this year. So we're going to have a second revenue stream, and that's very important. And, you know, this is, as Alan said, it's by far the most effective and efficient process for reduction of mining ores in the industry today.
All right, a fast-growing synthetic market of the synthetic diamonds, and right at the top of it is Centaurus Diamond Technologies. I want to give the information out. You can contact the company. They'll take very good care of you in providing investment kits, information, et cetera. It is Centaurus, C-E-N-T-A-U-R-U-S, Diamond Technologies. Again, it's an OTC, a pink sheet stock, the symbol C-T. DT, that's CTDT. And I think overall, one of the few companies, when you look at the whole entire market, that is accelerating.
Have you heard about BizTV? BizTV is the home for America's entrepreneurs, small businesses, and those who want to succeed in life. It's the only national television network committed to airing original, high-quality, educational, and inspirational programming about real business people. BizTV can provide the right kind of ideas, motivation, and education to help fuel the next generation of business owners. Visit BizTV.com and call your satellite or cable service provider to request BizTV.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-658-3876. That's 800-658-3876. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-658-3876.
At GoDaddy, a domain name is the beginning of something awesome. Use it to create a website to promote your business. Open an online store to sell your products. Start a blog. Build your brand. You can even connect your domain to your LinkedIn or Facebook page. And GoDaddy customer support is always ready to help. What will you do with your domain name? Get a free domain with website from GoDaddy.com, starting at $1 a month. Annual purchase of website builder required. Price valid first year only. See website for details.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information, and then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
Are you worried about losing your home to foreclosure? If you've been threatened with foreclosure or receive legal papers from your bank, you have approximately 30 days to respond. If you do not respond, you could lose your home. You have rights. Act now to protect your rights. You can stay in your home. Many times you can even modify your loan. The bottom line is you can get past this, but you must act right now. If you've been served by your bank and you're worried about losing your home to foreclosure, now is the time to fight back and save your home. Time is limited, so call the professionals at National Foreclosure Defense right now.
800-708-7922. 800-708-7922. 800-708-7922. 800-708-7922. That number again is 800-708-7922.
Biz Talk Radio. Financial Exchange, weekdays 10 to noon, 1120 a.m. WBNW.
Jim Rogers, I'm an international investor. I just did Stu Taylor's show, and he has very good questions and has very good insight.
All right, we are back, Stu Taylor. And I'm going to come to some logical conclusions here. First of all, I just want to add that Chaz Radovich is the vice president of investor and PR relations, vice president of investor relations and public relations. And if you want to contact him, do so with this exciting company by going to Centaurus Technologies, Inc. Centaurus Technologies, Inc.com. Or if you're out somewhere where you don't have a pen or you can't spell the name, just contact me at Stu at StuTaylor.com. I'll be more than happy to turn you over to Chaz, and there's no obligation. It's time right now in the process of politics to arrive at some common sense conclusions. Unless something absolutely incredible happens, Donald Trump is the nominee. You know, I'm very straightforward in the show, and I've said for months and months that my first choice was Ted Cruz, my second choice was Donald Trump. I have been disappointed with the performance of Marco Rubio from a personality point of view, a trustworthy point of view, somewhat disappointed in Ted Cruz, and certainly disappointed in Donald Trump as well. I think it was a huge mistake to go at each other in such a vicious way. I've never seen it quite this vicious. I thought 2012 was over the top, when the focus should be the most dangerous person out there, and that's Hillary Clinton. It's hard for me to imagine with intelligent people being caught up like that. And I know I sit here as someone who's not involved in the process. And someone who's not involved, it's easy to sit here and say I wouldn't have done what any of those candidates do, especially those who change their vicious attacks. John Kasich did it the less, but he's in favor of expanding Medicaid, Common Core, easy on immigration. I don't like what John Kasich stands for, so he's not an issue, and I'm sure he's not relevant in the campaign. The reason I mentioned him is he's the only one, by and large, who hasn't gotten in on this dirty campaigning. So what's my conclusion? I said I'm disappointed in Trump. His comments about David Duke, I can't believe it. A faulty earpiece. I can't believe everything entirely on his audits and why he hasn't released them. There are a lot of things we just don't know, but at best I can say that some of his statements are confounding, and to me as well, because if I were Donald Trump, and Donald Trump is of course worth billions. I don't know whether it's two, three, four, or 10. I mean, we don't know that. And by the way, I don't like to get personal, but my net worth isn't anywhere near that. I don't know why he wouldn't appear statesmanlike. He's got this thing going, and now he's going to tick off a lot of people in the South. So having said that, what is my point? My point is what I have been saying here, and it's probably the theme of the show when it comes to politics. I've been saying it every single day in one way or another, that life is a matter of choices. You have a choice. You can either coalesce, like Chris Christie has done, and I wonder what's going to happen after this Ku Klux Klan reference. And Jeff Sessions, who I have the most admiration for of anybody in Congress. I wish Jeff Sessions were running for president. That would be a no-brainer, slam dunk. He's endorsed Donald Trump, which is, I think, the most high-powered endorsement you could get, and will give a lot of conservative, evangelical, even moderate backing to Trump, who's a populist and a nationalist. I wonder what they're thinking today, and I wonder what they're thinking every day when every day I watch and I listen to Donald Trump and I hold my breath and I say, why is he saying this? He's got this one. I just want to go back to what my original comment and my original theory was. And I never said this conclusively, but I have said that I thought he got into this because I thought it would glamorize him in his own mind. He's a narcissist of the first order. He's a braggadocio. And he's a bully. But his message is great. I am so sick, like most people are, and that's registering of political correctness. I am sick of it. And anybody who wants to come after me on terms of political correctness. I try to say things in good taste, but I wouldn't back down. Just for example, his comments on waterboarding, and he'd go further. If American lives are at stake, I'd do anything in the way of torture to extract the truth. Take a look what we got in office right now. We've got a repugnant individual, and that's the kindest thing I can say about him, who's going to actually end up releasing everybody at Guantanamo. A lot of them are already back in the field against the United States of America. If I have to paint this picture anymore, it's pathetic. Come to your own conclusions. Hillary will be more of the same. But here's the bottom line. Now that I've castigated, now that I've criticized, I'll throw Marco Rubio in there with Ted Cruz and Donald Trump. And I'm not going to go through item by item to dispel the honesty theory of Cruz when you're in the middle of this race and you're seeking the highest office in the world. I guess at times you kind of go in directions you normally wouldn't go. But we have a choice. The choice is the following, folks, if everything goes along the same. The fanatic Bernie Sanders is gone. It's not worth talking about Bernie Sanders anymore. He can't win this, and it'll all be over by Super Tuesday. So assuming everything goes on this track that it's going right now, you have a choice. It's either Hillary Clinton is one of the choices, and the other choices are anywhere from Donald Trump, Ted Cruz, Marco Rubio, I can't include anybody else, all the way to the devil. I'd take any one of them over Hillary. So if you want to stand up and say how much you can't stand Trump, and there's a difference between hating the person and hating what he'll do. See, here's my theory. I think when Trump gets in, he's going to bring in Carl Icahn. He may bring in Chris Christie, who sold himself out, but I think he's a competent guy as attorney general. He may bring in John Bolton as security advisor, secretary of defense. He will, and this is his history, bring in the right people to do the job. Yeah, there are issues about illegal immigrants. They all have issues. Here it is. Listen to me very, very carefully. You have a choice. It's one of the disappointing Republicans or Hillary Clinton. Now, if you want to come away and tell me that you'll take Hillary Clinton because you hate George W. Bush, couldn't stand Mitt Romney, didn't like the way Mitt Romney cut his hair, or Paul Ryan lying about the marathon. This is what I mean about the idiocy that is going on the far left. It's just transformed into idiocy. Good news. Melissa Harris Perry is off MSNBC, one of the most revolting people ever to dawn on television. And Al Sharpton is going to leave the country if Donald Trump is president. Doesn't that want to make you vote for Trump? I'm going to calm down. We'll be back.
You to America's America Trends with Dr. Gina is going on the road to CPAC. Join Dr. Gina as she broadcasts America Trends live from CPAC this Thursday and Friday at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific, with some of the top names in the world of politics. America Trends, live at CPAC, is sponsored by Gun Owners of America and Liberty HealthShare. To find out where you can watch U2 America, visit U2America.com to catch America Trends with Dr. Gina live at CPAC.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, one of my company laptops is having issues way over our IT guy's head.
Well, you can trust Staples tech team to fix viruses, slow performance. We'll even get it back to you the next day.
Perfect.
It's Staples Tech Services next day guarantee.
Let's do it.
You want to check with your IT guy first?
I am the IT guy.
I see.
Make up and running happen. Staples. Make more happen.
PCs received by noon, ready next day by 5. Excludes service requiring replacement parts, off-premise services, and unbootable computers. Visit staples.com/tech services for details.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
If you want to work until you keel over, have less of everything in retirement, or give back more of your hard-earned money to the stock market again, then just ignore me. But if you'd like to protect the money you save, receive a steady, predictable retirement income, and enjoy financial security for as long as you live, then listen to this. You can download a free report that reveals the wealth-building secrets Wall Street and the banks don't want you to know. You'll learn how you can get guaranteed growth, safety, and real prosperity without risking your money in the Wall Street casino, and how to get the money you need when you need it, simply by asking for it. This is the best way to have a 100% secure retirement and know your money will last as long as you do. To learn more about this method and to get your free report, go to 39security.com. That's the number 39security.com. 39security.com. Go to 39security.com. is Talk Radio. You're tuned in to Money Matters Boston, 1120 AM WBNW.
This is Senator Jim DeMint from South Carolina. Just letting you know, I always enjoy being with Stu. He's one of the most thoughtful, insightful radio
yeah, it's an ad.
In the country. And believe me, we need folks who know what they're doing right now.
All right, we're back. And that was, I mentioned the man, that was just an advertisement playing. So I'll introduce you formally now, joining us with a book that's getting some great reviews. Just Google it and you'll see. The book is Rising Above Modern Day Relationships, Dealing with Our Past, Making Way for Our Future. And maybe that's a good subject to follow up on after our last segment. Joining us is the author Lou Ann Topofsky, LuAnnTopovsky. The book is published by Tate Publishing. You can go up on Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, TatePublishing.com. And welcome to the show. It's a pleasure to have you on.
Thanks, Stu. It's great to be here. And actually, there are two books.
Okay, the other one is?
Well, the first one's called Rising Above, Dealing with Our Past, Making Way for Our Future. And the second one, which just came out February 9th, is called Rising Above, Modern Day Relationships, When Two Become One. Both are scripturally based. But I also talk about things that people don't typically talk about in church or on the news, because I talk about corruption. I talk about abuse of power, and whether it's in the world, in the church, or in marriages.
And I want to tell you that, and I've said this on this show, you know, people talk about poverty, terrorism. When you look at the roots, I think the roots of corruption is perhaps the most serious problem we're facing worldwide. I'm not saying it's more serious than terrorism. I mean, because the consequences of terrorism are great, but it's man. I say that generically, it's man's makeup. Are we born with the genetic makeup to have two sides to us? It seems to be just so much evil and corruption out there.
Well, I think that's a great question, and I actually agree with you. I think corruption is part of our problem in humanity, and I think that all of us, even though I believe that God created us for a purpose, and he loves us, and we were created like him, so we have love in us. We also have that temptation within us as well. So that temptation, you know, we may know it's not the right thing, but we end up doing the wrong thing, and then we pay for it later. So hopefully we learn quickly about our decisions. But I think a lot of times people get away with the corruption, so they think that they can do it again and again and again and hide through their lie, and then that's when it hurts them and others. And then, yes, it's gone through the entire world. It's horrible. It's affected so many people. And, you know, I think that women have been abused horribly through the centuries, and I happen to be one of them, but I believe with the power of God working within me, I can overcome it, and I have, but I also have learned to watch my decisions and learn to be as wise as a serpent and as harmless as a dove, because I love people. I do, and I'll give them the benefit of the doubt, but if they hurt me, it just makes me question their character. And I'm not perfect, and I don't mind people bringing things up to me. But, you know, what I like to do is I like to look at myself and say, okay, I need to deal with that or just move on. But I think the bottom line here is, you know, what is our character? Who do we really want to be? And when we have purpose and we want to – I personally am a humanitarian. I might be Christ centered, things like that, but I just love people, and I don't care if they're Christian or not. I really enjoy helping others.
Well, what is the difference, the distinctions, perhaps you can elaborate, between dealing with our past, again, both Rising Above, but the first one, Dealing with Our Past, Making Way for Our Future, and the second one, Modern Day Relationships. Explain the transformation from one book to the other and why you wrote it.
Sure. Well, I was going through a divorce. I knew I was going to divorce, and I really felt led by God to write the first one, Rising Above, Dealing with Our Past, Making Way for Our Future. And so I have a master's in divinity, and so I studied the Bible. I went to Ashland Theological Seminary, and I loved it because there were over 50 different Christian denominations represented, which means we don't all agree. So anytime there was a dispute, we would always take it back to Scripture, and, you know, we would find out what it actually meant, that particular passage, a word, etc. So my books are scripturally based, religiously based. So when I was dealing with my situation, I knew, because I also own a counseling center, and, you know, I help people, you know, get through their hard times. Here I am in my situation. I'm going through a hard time. So I knew I had to deal with my past. I knew that there were root issues that I had to deal with, so I did not recreate this situation. And if I did not do that, then I was going to see that recreated in my children. That's scripturally based, and that's also in the counseling world. It's, you know, generational cycles or, you know, generational curses, some people call them, but also cycles in our learned behavior. So I knew a lot of things about the scriptures, and I really just felt led by God to start writing about them. I did not want to see my kids make the same decisions as me, and in chapter 2, I wrote about divorce, reasons to divorce, what makes a marriage, the importance of, you know, being one. And my second book actually piggybacks off of chapter 2. I continue in Rising Above, dealing with our past, and I talk about the importance of obedience to God and having a relationship with God, not just knowing about him, but really knowing him, whether that's reading the scriptures or just praying. I talk about the gifts of the Spirit, which include speaking in tongues, which is an issue with some Christians, although there are other Christians who do believe in that and operate that gift. And I also end it with love, because I think that ultimately, if we really love ourselves, we're going to start making the right decisions so that we don't have to deal with the issues that, you know, brought us to this situation. For instance, I really felt led during my marriage to divorce my ex-husband, and I believed him and said he said he wanted to stay together, and I thought, okay, stay together for the kids. But he continued his behavior, which was not healthy for the marriage or our children, and I regret not following through with that divorce, because I really felt led by God to get the divorce and go to seminary, get my counseling degree, etc. But I believed him because I wanted to keep the kids together. But it made things worse. And my
kids
suffered
terribly. I think
when
you make that statement, and you say it in your book that you can only control yourself, not the action of others. I always say I can provide tools, inspiration, etc. People have to self-empower themselves to do the right thing.
Yes, I agree 100%. I mean, we can give them the tools, and they can be convicted, but we can't make them make those choices. I mean, even though my ex-husband promised he was, you know, I was going to be first and, you know, things like that with the family, that's not what he did. And, it, you know, when you're dealing with someone who's manipulating and lying and things like that, cheating, it's just not going to work. Eventually it catches up with him, it catches up with me and our kids, and I don't want to see other people have that problem. And so, you know, it's like we can learn the easy way or we can learn the hard way. I happen to learn the hard way. And
how much of this book is ingrained in your own personal experiences, and how much it is an extraction from what you do as a biblical counselor?
I'm sorry, I did not quite understand exactly.
Now, how much of this book, the content of the book, is based upon your own life, your own personal experience, and how much of it is based upon what you've extracted being a biblical counselor?
Okay, that's a very good question. With my first book, I do not include myself. It's just an overall, general, in-your-face, very direct. It's not, like I said, religiously based. It's scripturally based. When I piggyback off of chapter 2 about marriage and divorce, and, you know, I'm still divorced, and yet I still would like to have a relationship. I believe it's possible when someone's heart is right with God, and they really love me, and I really love them, and we want to be together. You know, it doesn't mean we're not going to have faults. But with my second book, I do share a few things of my own story. And I do that not necessarily to bring attention to me, but to show that, listen, I've had the hard life too. It's just not been this divorce thing. It's been other things, abuse of power, and I also incorporate things like human trafficking and our hormones and, you know, things like that, so that we can understand that it's not just our past. We have to also be aware holistically of our entire being. And I believe that the reason, one of the reasons I put human trafficking in there is because, again, I'm a humanitarian. What they're doing to those people are...
It is brutal. We're just about out of time. Give the names of the two books quickly by Tate Publishing.
Sure. It's Rising Above, Dealing with Our Past, Making Way for Our Future, and Rising Above, Modern Day Relationships. You can find them on risingabove.tateauthor.com.
I've owned my company for 14 years now, and I can tell you that payroll is a four-letter word. I hate doing it. It eats up hours I don't have, and it costs me money I could be saving, but my accountant's too expensive, and I'm not sure who to call. But I know I need help.
We're Paychex, and we take all the hassles out of small business payroll. We save you time and money. It's easy. Call, fax, or give us your payroll information securely online, and we take care of the rest. We calculate the correct taxes, manage payments and direct deposits. We even send out your checks. Payroll doesn't need to be a four-letter word anymore. We're so sure that we can save you time and money that we'll give you a month's payroll free. Just for calling 877-726-3369. Get 1 month's payroll for free. Call Paychex right now. 877-726-3369. That's 877-726-3369.
For over 75 years, GEICO's been about consistency. As in, we've consistently helped people save money on their car insurance. And, to prove it, we'll air one of our first radio commercials from over 75 years ago.
At GEICO, we're all about consistency. As in, we consistently help people save money on their car insurance. To prove it, you can call GEICO. Call us today, call us tomorrow. Call us 75 years from now.
That was way more consistent than I expected.
GEICO, saving people money for over 75 years.
Control, do you like mortgages?
Negative. Over.
Do you like rockets?
Affirmative. Over.
Do you like rocket mortgages?
I'm listening. Over.
Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans is the first on-demand mortgage machine that turns the entire mortgage process into a fast, powerful, completely online experience.
Copy that, QL1. I'm going to go ahead and push this button in.
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button. Get mortgage.
Rocket.
Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Number 33.
Has your life changed? Are you now in a situation where you need health insurance? Here's some simple advice. Call our health insurance hotline right now. This free service will do all the work for you. Shop the health insurance marketplace and find the plan that best meets your health insurance needs. Don't get lost searching for plans on your own. Let a licensed agent help you for free. According to a report on CNN Money, almost half of those eligible for subsidies are paying less than $3 a day for bronze or silver plans. Remember, under Obamacare, most Americans qualify for health insurance. So get ready to let us do all the work for you and find out the best health insurance plan for your needs. Call this number now.
800-659-7975. 800-659-7975. For your free health insurance quote, call now. 800-659-7975. 800-659-7975.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
Biz Talk Radio.
Real life stories of the Legal Exchange. Sundays 2 to 3, AM 1120, WBNW.
Hi, I'm Ken Blanchard, co-author of The 1 Minute Manager and all kinds of fun leadership and management books. I've been interviewed by Stu Taylor a number of times, and I always look forward to it. He's really well prepared, he asks good questions, and it's just a fun dialogue with him because he's a tremendous learner. So I would recommend to you, any time with Stu is worth it.
All right, back. This is always one of my favorite segments. Favorite segment, favorite restaurant. One of my favorite restaurants. I never should make that statement because a lot of great restaurants around the country, but it's a restaurant that my wife and I go to frequently because the food is extraordinary. The value is extraordinary. It's Seasons 52. It's located in Burlington, Massachusetts. It's also located in Chestnut Hill, Massachusetts. And boy, I will tell you, you're going to find out some of the secrets and how you can capitalize on them with Restaurant Week here. Dan Habenstreet, he's the managing partner, is joining us from Seasons 52. The website is Seasons 52. It's the number, seasons52.com. And he's here to join us to talk about Restaurant Week. Dan, good morning. Welcome.
Good morning, Stu. Thank you for having me on today. Appreciate it.
Yeah, well, you know, I was we were talking. It's great to have you here. And we were just chatting about my eating routine and habits and how when I came in there first, it was the trout. I loved the trout so much, I couldn't switch. Then I went to the filet mignon. I loved the filet mignon so much, I couldn't switch. Then it was the half chicken. Same thing. And the last time I went in, I said to my wife, I've got to break this. I've got to try something new. And I had the cobia. Wow.
That's correct.
Now I'm on a cobia binge. I want to tell you everything on the menu was extraordinary. But now people can take advantage of getting introduced to Seasons 52 by going taking advantage of Restaurant Week. Tell us what's coming.
So we are working with the Greater Boston Convention Visitor Bureau, and they do this a couple times throughout the year. It's actually called Dine Out Boston, and you can go to dineoutboston.com. And we're doing 2 weeks. So the official dates are going to be March 6th through the 11th and the 13th through the 18th. And now I want everybody to know for Season 52, we will be doing the Restaurant Week menus on the weekends as well. So basically for us, it's going to go from the 6th to the 19th straight through. And what you do is you get two prefix menu choices. One is obviously for lunch, and then one will be for dinner. At lunch, you're looking at $20 for the prefix, and for dinner, $33 for the prefix. So I'll give you a quick example. For lunch, you get a choice of either a cup of soup or one of our flatbreads. You'll get a choice of your lunch entree, which can include a half chicken, flat iron steak, our salmon salad, or our rainbow trout that you had just mentioned that you love. Also a burger. And then for your third course, you'll get one of our mini indulgence desserts, which I also know that you love. Now for dinner, it switches up slightly. Again, if dinner is $33, you'll get a choice of one of our flatbreads. You'll get a second choice of either a spinach salad or an organic field green salad. And then for your dinner entree, you'll get to choose between the cedar plank salmon, our filet mignon, our southern style shrimp and grits, the wood grilled pork tenderloin, or again, the roasted half chicken. And then for dinner, you'll get two mini indulgent desserts to finish your meal. Both a great value, and as you pointed out, both a great opportunity to get introduced to season 52.
How long are these specials last? Give us the date, the first day of Restaurant Week, the last date for people who may be unaware.
Absolutely. So we're going to start on March 6th. That'll be Sunday. And we're going to go straight through the 19th. So when you go to Dine Out Boston, you'll see some dates that sort of take out the weekends. We actually do the weekends through the Dine Out Boston event. So we're going to look at March 6th is the starting day. That's the Sunday coming up this week. And then we're going to end on 19th of that Saturday on the second week. So straight through for those 2 weeks, Stu.
Let me just give you an impromptu endorsement here by saying when people ask whether they should buy a stock or not, I can't do that in compliance regards, but I can certainly do it with a restaurant. And all I want to say to people is the toughest thing when you do anything, I think, is begin a relationship, whether it's with another person, whether it's your favorite place to buy a car, whether it's your favorite place to buy to eat. It's always difficult to do it the first time. I am telling you that if you go to Seasons 52, seasons52.com, make reservations, and you eat there just once, that's it. It's the kind of addiction you want in life. It's a positive addiction, and there's a health concentration factor, too. This is the great part of it. Talk about how the foods there are prepared in a very healthful fashion.
Yeah, it's a very simple approach. The Seasons 52 kitchens have never had a fryer later in them. We use butter in only the most extreme circumstances, and to be quite frank, you want to be able to determine what items have butter in them. We allow the proteins to speak for themselves. They're all cooked on our true wood-fired grill. We do not add a lot of extraneous flavor to the dishes. We have simply prepared dishes. The protein is great and sourced from great vendors and providers. Our vegetables are all sourced locally. It's a very simple approach to our menu, and by cutting out a lot of the added flavors and fats, you can be assured that you're eating a healthier a meal than you may get from some of the other restaurants out there.
And Dan, it's always wise to make reservations. You know, a restaurant is great. You walk by a restaurant, nobody's in there, and you don't know who's running it. Now, I know that's one of the formulas. If we're in a city we don't know, we look, and I said, nobody's eating here. That's not a good sign. And it's a slogan of restaurants is, come on in and eat or we'll starve. But you are always busy, yet you're always accommodating. And I always say, make reservations, but they should especially make the reservations from March 6th to March 19th for Restaurant Week Plus that you're offering. Is that accurate?
Absolutely. Certainly for dinners, I would make reservations for every night, because each of our dinners now, Monday through Sunday, are getting busier and busier, and certainly on the weekends, Friday and Saturday, you really want to make reservations. And I would add that caveat as well to that for Restaurant Week, which is extremely popular for, not just us, but for all the restaurants, you absolutely want to make sure that you're making dinner reservations.
What would you like to mention that I haven't asked? I could talk about the great desserts, the fabulous service. What do you want to close with? We've got about a minute.
Well, of course, the great desserts, and again, with Restaurant Week, you're getting one dessert, one of our minis for lunch. You're getting two for dinner. Our seasonal mini right now is our chocolate chip brownie raspberry ganache, which is phenomenal, one of my personal favorites. And my other personal favorite is our key lime pie, but you have seven to choose from, and they're all good and excellent. And whenever you walk through the dining room at night, you can see multiple choices on every table.
All right, you didn't have to talk me into coming back. I'll see you over there this week. Dan Havenstreet. Seasons 52. Do not miss this. You'll thank me. You'll thank everybody's a winner. Great having you on. This is Stu Taylor. We'll see you back here tomorrow.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. Biz Talk Radio.